Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of brotherly love, home of smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time, FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby, come on.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough. No parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just a thought for the mind.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome
hey.
Back to the third episode. Third? Well, this is our fourth episode to Ears in the Streets. Today, Lucky Lonnie is not available. Sauce will be joining us in a little while. Now, we do have Juju the Don, and we have a special guest who will be talking about today's topic. His name is Chucky from Delaware, and so, Juju, we gotta disagree to agree that everybody's not a cool kid, right?
Right.
And that part of the violence and the stuff that we've been seeing, a lot of people think is cool to participate in these things. And we've been addressing a lot of social media stuff and also music that they listen to that they let guide them. So we have Chucky here, and I want to interview him. What does he think about his avenue is that he wasn't a cool kid. So let's get some insight about not being the cool kid when we have a cool kid on the line, right? So right. Hold on 1 second. Chucky?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? My name's Chucky.
Hey.
So, yeah. Pretty much what she said, I wasn't the cool kid. I mean, don't get it wrong, I played sports, it still didn't make me no cool kid. I was more of a nerd, did my homework, got some good grades, attended college. That was me. Didn't really stay in the mix too much. So I don't know, nowadays you see the cool kids stay in the mix, and most of those kids are the ones, you know. They end up on one or two places, RIP shirts or Free My Bro post. So
do you think by your not being a cool kid that it hurts you? Did you have any emotional, like, I wish I could be that cool kid? How did you battle that?
I mean, I did go through some stuff, you know. When in my case, I'm short, so it don't matter. I got all the short jokes, I got all the weird jokes, just because I did miss out on parties because I didn't want to go. To be honest with you, I'm not going to places where I know for a fact people don't like me. That makes no sense. And to be honest,
people just didn't like you because you were short.
It's not just that. I went to different schools, so I was always a new kid.
Right.
Being a new kid, you didn't go to a school for so long, you don't got friends, and it's hard to interact with people because you got to, me, I like to feel people out to see what your initial assessment is. Like, if you're not if you're not going to be in the same level where I'm at, because I have a future of what I want to do, or I just deal with my grades. My grades are my top priority at the time, along with my sport. Then there's no point of me and you interacting. If you want to go, you know, smoke and drink all day long, and not somehow or some way do something to better yourself, I don't see any reason for me and you to hang out, or even me and you to even be acquainted to each other.
So you telling me in all this time, you didn't try to attempt to be a cool kid, or try to get into any trouble so you can fit in?
I mean, I tried. I don't get me wrong. I did my little thing. I tried to do the little hustler thing. That didn't really work out for me. I tried to, you know, go to certain parties and hang out with the cool kids, but it just more or less, they still didn't get past the whole, yo, you the new kid. You kind of just care about your grades. You're not really like that. It's just a mindset. Basically, I'm just going to take a quote from one of my favorite battle rappers. He said, every boy is from the block, even the boy that goes from the school. He from the block because he live on the block. But really, he not from the block. He just lived there. I was the boy that just lived there. I went to school every day. I did what I needed to do so I can get out. Was I from the block? Yeah, I lived right there. But I wasn't on the block. So
how did you feel towards the kids who was outside? Hey, everybody, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. It's the dog sleeping. Chucky, how did you feel about the kids who made fun of you for not being outside, for not being on the block? How did you overcome that, like, as far as peer pressure and self-esteem issues?
Don't get me wrong. I was highly upset, highly pissed a lot of times, mainly because, you know, I did want to hang out. I did want to have fun. I did want to be that person or one of those boys and this, that, and the third. But then on the other hand, it's just like with the moral thing, it's like I could be that person. But then after that, I'm giving up a lot. So, yeah, at first I was kind of like, you know, it was kind of resentment. And then after a while, I was kind of jealousy because, you know, we grow up. We see the one person on the block. He's coming up with nice cars, some jewelry, some brand new Jordans and some new clothes. And you're just like, you're sitting here. You got some hand-me-downs. You know, you rocking Reeboks and Shaqs to school. They rocking Jordans and brand new Air Force One. So you do feel some type of way. But it's just like, I look back at it, yeah, I was jealous, but now it's just like, well, it made me a better person because now I value things more and I notice material is exactly what it is. It's just material. You don't really need material to prove you a good person. So growing...
What were some of your biggest regrets? Do you have any regrets like losing friends along the way or attempting to be something you're not, and it's kind of like, all right, here I am attempting to be something I'm not, and it didn't work out for you at that particular time? Do you have any major regrets as you're going to school and progress, and then you just see yourself in a situation? And let me ask you, Don, have you had any regrets from being a cool kid, from did you hear what I said?
Being a cool kid, as far as being a cool kid in high school?
Yeah, like, did you have any regrets? Do you have any regrets, some things that you wish you could have did better?
Try not to have so much interaction with people. Because it did affect me.
How did it affect you? In what way?
I could definitely say, like, sometimes being in the limelight. Being in the limelight can have an effect on my schoolwork. it was a distraction to me as far as my schoolwork. It was a distraction to me, you know, because it's all about the height. So it's like it's a distraction. I can't focus on schoolwork. I can't focus on what I'm supposed to be focusing on because I'm too worried about what the next person want me to do or think I got going on or whatever the case may be. That was a major distraction. I would have chose to be unseen than seen.
Okay. I'm be honest with you. Like, with me, I did have regrets. I ain't gonna lie. I regretted trying to be one of them because I feel like, for me, I lost a little bit of my dignity. And I feel like I kind of look stupid. I knew that wasn't me, but I try to be that. And I look like a straight clown. I'm not going to be lying. But on the other end, too, you know, I do regret, you know, trying to focus so hard and not giving myself some time, too. Because I've missed a lot of things. Like, I missed my senior year of high school. I missed, like, a whole senior picnic because I was too busy doing something else for college. Or I missed little get-togethers with everybody where I could associate just because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to be that odd kid no more. And I didn't want to be, like, I didn't want to be around people that think I was odd. So, and I get it. Yeah, my grades were great, but my social life sucked. But honestly, I mean, I guess that's, it's a choice between, it's a gift and a curse for both of them. One, you know, you can focus on your future, but then you miss out on the present. The other one, you focus on your present, then you miss out on your future. So it's kind of trying to find a balance is what makes it hard. You understand? So it's more or less, I know I regret missing a lot of stuff, and I also regret just trying to be just being outside looking like a clown, knowing that wasn't me.
With some regrets, like, what is there anything that you would change now? From, you know, from adulthood that you would change to help the youth better become, like, what are you thinking about all the violence?
Also, when you was missing out on functions and you was staying inside, did it make you feel differently? Like, did it make you feel like a social outcast is what I should say?
Yeah, I felt like a social outcast. I ain't gonna lie. I felt like a social outcast. Like I said, I always considered myself as, I felt like I was the weird kid because I everybody else was doing something. Going to parties, hanging out with friends. And I didn't talk to nobody because I really didn't think anybody liked me. So I just kept it to myself. So yeah, I felt like a social outcast. I'm the weird kid. You know, I thought everybody looked down on me, period. I don't know why, but that's how I thought. Like all of y'all looked down on me. I think the only time I felt like anybody didn't look down on me was on sports teams. And that's about it. And I think that's the only reason I didn't fall deeper into the outcast thing because I was on sports teams. And that's when I felt like, oh, I could be myself and just shine here. Because if I wasn't on a sports team, then it would have been different. And, you know, when it comes with the whole violence thing, and everything, I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, it's kind of messed up, you know. One, how everybody portrays how, yo, this is what you got to do now to be the next person. Like, come on. You don't got to go out and sell drugs, be the biggest person in your block, whatever. You don't got to go out and be a shooter. Like, they promote this stuff like it's serial.
Right. And I can say from a generational point, like, in my generation, and younger, I feel like it's starting to get worse. You know, they're promoting, like, you have to, right now, their promotion is you got to have designer clothes or the newest J's or the newest Nikes. You got to have a certain caliber of things.
Yeah,
you gotta have a certain caliber of things to be cool or to fit in. You gotta have Gucci and things like that to be a popular kid now. And I think it's so outrageous to me.
Yeah, I think it's outrageous too. I believe that I believe music also plays a part. I think music plays a big part of this. I think that sometimes we need to understand what we listen to and what we put out, and how do we get you guys, younger people, to understand. Chuck, let me know from your point of view in your generation, right? You in the, 90s babies? And Janina, you in the new millennium, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
Let me know, what's the difference? Give me 10 things that's different from your music between her music. And I want you guys to discuss, compare notes. And what do you think is wrong? And what do you think is not wrong? And this is for you to agree to disagree, not agree. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to be honest. My generation, with the music-wise, I feel like, yeah, there was that little connection with the whole, you know, drug dealing, violence, and everything. But the thing is, I notice now it's more popular. But back then, it was like, what I see every day in my block. But that's not what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing right now.
So I feel like back then, the differences is back then, like, rap was a promoted thing, but rap was promoted at, you know, rap came on after kids was in school. It was like an adult thing. Nowadays, you got kids outside of school, like, you got kids skipping school also. Like, all the Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion music and all the strip club music back in the day, that kind of music came on after hours. Kids,
yeah, but what I also don't think people understand is nowadays, this, I'm not saying all artists, but most artists don't really think about promoting certain things in their music. Like, you gotta realize, back in my day, a lot of the music was promoting and bringing awareness of injustice. This is what's going on in the streets. This is what we see every day. But nowadays, but what about you got video cameras that catches that every day. Back in the 90s, nobody had video cameras with them on their phones. We didn't have cell phones.
What about the people? What about the people that grew up on Little Kim and Foxy Black and women like that back in the day? No disrespect to none of them, because all love to the queens from back in the day. Their music is fire, and nothing could ever compare to that. However the case may be, what about those women? What about them people in our new millennium that's listening to that? They ain't listening to Cardi B and stuff because they feel better listening to that.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that was also a time where they sexualized a lot of things with women. But you also gotta realize there were some women like Queen Latifah that wasn't like that. They promoted their neighborhoods. If you listen to a lot of those women's albums, a lot of times they promoted told you stories that happened in their neighborhood. Even if you go back as early as like 1987, like, come on. It was Eazy-E that said, what? I woke up quick at about noon. I just felt that I had to be in Compton soon. Nothing was crazy about that. And then everybody's taking it, you know, that's hot. What do you say? I gotta start.
However, Eazy-E was promoting sex, money, drugs.
He was. But you know, that was the same group that also said, express yourself. I'm expressing with my full capabilities. I'm living in correctional facilities.
Okay.
Why? Because around that time, like it is still now, mass incarceration is what?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Back in my generation, though, they kept up with the sex, the money, the murder, and everything. They also, a lot of it too, was also promoting the inequalities that happen in the United States with blacks, browns, everything. So it's not just, you know, because nowadays it's, I feel like, for instance, everybody loves Lil Baby. I like Lil Baby. He's great. But I feel like when he brought out, he did that, what was it? The bigger picture, I don't think anybody got the song and got the message.
And what? Okay, so what about
message. This is a positive message.
So you're talking about what's going on. Okay, so what about message. Okay, Chucky? So what about the rappers back in the day that promoted selling drugs and moving work on their block? Because a lot of the music from
can
back
you
in the day.
Talk a little bit louder, Don.
I said, okay, so what about the rappers, the male rappers who promoted selling drugs and doing bad stuff as well from back in the day? Because you still, once again, you got different genres now and today. You got soft music, you know, you got pop music, you got rock music, and things of that nature. However the case may be, you got kids who also are, who also only so do you send a message to them when that's what they got? They got selling drugs and doing things like that from music from your era.
See, what I feel like a lot of those rappers that had to stick to that so much, a lot of those rappers, they're still quote unquote legends. They're kind of relevant, they're kind of still relevant, but they're kind of not relevant no more. Because it's like, you know, once music changed in the 90s to the early 2000s, where it was more like dance music, that's when things started getting a little too different for them. Me personally, I personally think, yeah, like I said, in the 90s, it was more promoting your neighborhood, what you see all the time in your neighborhood. Like, yo, you see that, you see the gun violence, you see, you know, the drugs. I've seen it out my window. I've seen it in my apartment building. It kind of starts becoming like just a norm, which is crazy because now it's even more of a norm. But at least back during my day, it's like when you rap about it, you rap about what you see all the time. And rap about it. A lot of those times, it wasn't like, you know, I'm rapping about it because I'm doing it, but I'm rapping about it because this is what I see all the time, every day. And this is how I have to walk outside just so I can make it home safe. I feel like now.
So do you feel like the rappers nowadays are rapping with a purpose?
Nowadays, no, I don't think it's rapping like a purpose. I think it's more of a clout thing.
I don't know if it's a clout thing, because even the women, right? I want to give you an example. I want to discuss some songs, like how it's promoting so much and how you guys think it's okay. What's up with that?
So, you know, I feel like because everybody is followers, it's like, and that's the new norm. Like I said, nowadays, to be the popular person, to be the cool kid, you gotta have money. Your mom gotta own 5 cribs, a Benz, a Range Rover, have all the designer in her closet to be considered popular nowadays. So that's what people follow. They're looking up to these people, which once again, I feel like social media plays a major part in this. They're looking up to these people who have 6-figure lifestyles and are trying to make means end by copying what they're doing, what they're saying in their songs and things of that nature.
Okay, I can see that.
That's like, if I listen to, right, a wise woman once told me, your music is how you start your day off. So one of my favorite rappers from our generation is Chief Keef, right? I listen to Chief Keef every morning before praying, before doing anything, my energy is going to be aggressive. I'm going to be hyped. I'm going to be active. I'm going to be ready to fight. I'm going to be ready to start a war. Rather than if I come in to, okay, I'm singing, I say my prayer. I either listen to my gospel music or I listen to some slow jam, some R&B music,
some unwinding music. And then I transition when my day is a little more faster, or when my day is moving a little more faster, I'm not going to be so hyped. I'm not going to be as on it as I'm supposed to be.
Okay. Do you think music, Chuck, this is for Chucky. Do you think music played a big part in your generation and people being ornery, women being aggressive? Because we are going to play a song that gets talked about a lot. And we're going to have an open discussion about that song. So before we play the song, I want your feedback and honest opinion.
If music changed women's progression and everything back in my, I'll be honest, it did sometimes, but I think it was more or less like not like an active like, yo, I'm ready to rumble. It was more of a self entitlement, like, yo, I'm better than that. I'm not gonna be that type of person. I'm not a hood rat, whatever. And then, like, it was just more of a, like a fall in love type of thing, but then also, like, promoting yourself as a, well, I'm this, and you're going to treat me as a queen, a body, a temple. You're going to understand it, but it's never going to happen.
But you also participated in being a part of the loving rap music, right? Because you love hardcore rap. So along the way, you also had to participate, and some of hardcore rap in your generation really sincerely has some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It did. It had a lot of like, you know, crazy references, a lot of promotion of what's going on outside, but, you know, it comes to that whole understanding that you learn to separate it real quick.
Right. Okay. And I, right? So I love music. It is my motivation. Right? It is my livelihood. I can get in there and listen to Biggie and I want to go buck wild. Or I can get in there and listen to India Irie and I want to keep it calm. So with that said, I am a believer that what you put in is what you get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you put in your mind, right, you get out. Like, it's just, that is what it is. You know what I mean? There's no in between about it. So, you know, we need to look at different avenues and different ways we can become better. You know what I mean? How can we look at that? Like, what can we do? How can we do it?
More honestly, I think we need to understand rap music exactly what it is. It's an art, it's music. It's not all the way there. A lot of these kids, I'm not saying it's just the newer generation, because some people in my generation got it too. They get confused with what they hear from people and think, oh, that's the way, and that's their group. Like, yo, come on, everybody loves Jay-Z. He claimed he sold this and sold that, but never tell you, like, yo, I did go to college. I did sort of that. Y'all love Lil Wayne talking about, oh, he does, you know, he drank lean all the time. He wants to shoot people. Like,
right.
But fail to realize Lil Wayne got a whole master's in business from the University of Houston.
Right. So I think sometimes we get a mixed message, like we're not promoting what we should.
So do you think, so my question to Jenny from the Block and Chucky, do you guys think that when y'all hear the youth and people in my generation and under singing songs that they have no idea or what they're singing about or rapping about, do you think that should be spoken up on? Like, people should take the extra step and ask them, like, do you know what you even rapping about? Do you know who's rapping the song? Type of thing. Do you think that should be reiterated? Because I personally feel like it should be.
I honestly think this goes back to the other side where you gotta learn, you a voicemail, people see you in the figure, you gotta learn to be positive too. Yeah, I get it, that's what sells money, or that's what sells record, that's what makes you money. But at the end of the day, it's up to the artist too. Like, if you gonna really promote that as yourself, that's your scheme, I get it, but you also gotta come true to yourself too with it. Like, a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot of little secret stuff between other artists too. And that's why that's when you start breaking down, like, in my generation, like, who became successful? Who's really successful now? Because it's still relevant now. They don't have to. There's people from my generation that haven't dropped an album since 1997. And somehow, somewhere, they're still relevant just because of the simple fact of their good business promotions, or let everybody understand that, yo, I'm more than just this. Yeah, this was my life when I was younger because that's where I grew up at. This is my life now. This is how I'm doing my stuff now. Come on. Like, I don't think anybody understands that. And I think that's the problem with the newer generation, because they hear what they hear on radio and just think it's okay. Like, for instance, I know you probably listen to Lil Durk.
Right.
If Lil Durk stopped music right now, you think he'd still be successful?
Absolutely.
Possibly.
Why would he be successful? To me, he invested his money.
I can tell you why he'll be successful. Because this is exactly right off his interview. He's got 3 trucking companies right now with 6 trucks each. He don't got to worry about nothing.
For the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life.
But that's what you young people don't know. Can you tell me how many investments you think some of your favorite rappers have currently? Do you know because they promote it?
No, I know because of the research that I've done on them.
But that doesn't mean that everybody does research.
Right. So, which it reiterates my question. Do y'all think it should be advised more? Do y'all think that's what should be promoted more? Y'all see these young people rapping and singing the songs that they have no idea about. Do y'all think it should be stated, like, down the line? Why don't you do a research project on them?
I personally think that you know, if you have that voice, you should promote yourself and promote your business more and let them know, yeah, this is my next successful thing that I'm going to do, and nobody can stop me from that.
And I personally think that we should promote more positive energy than negative energy, right? And try to steer ways of people being more positive, more involved with the things in our community, more over the social media with the Twitter. And, you know, that's what I think. But how do we get it on a bigger scale, right? How we just small people interviewing here. How do we get it on a bigger scale?
Stop promoting these things in schools.
How? How about if the school doesn't want to let us in? You young people, y'all think y'all got all the answers, so tell me the answers. Let me know. Give me a strategy. Put me on.
You better go straight. You can go straight to the source, like principals or districts. Like, this is what we want to teach or present a teaching lesson. Like, we want to teach this. Or you guys can petition. While your kids is in music class and learning music, they should be taught on what these new artists are singing and rapping about.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I can get through with that plan. The whole problem is getting everybody united in the front with that. You feel me? So, yeah, let's promote this. Let's do this. But it also comes back. It's not just that. But we also, you know, it starts with the youngest one and goes up. But the problem is, I could teach you. You could teach this other person. But if that other person just stops, then it don't, where the message go? Or if I teach a young person, he grows up and teaches to that young person, but that young person stops. You gotta be okay and be fine with just giving that message to everybody and letting it out with everybody. Because, it starts with us, but it's crazy because, you know, it can start with us, but we small fish in a big pond. And these big fishes might just look at that message and be like, you know what? I might back it up, but I might not back it up. You got to really, like, put your stuff out there and not be afraid to actually go out there and be that big fish and say, look, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. You got to put it out there and promote it. Like, honestly, like I said, if more rappers, younger rappers, or this generation rappers promote what they're really doing, I think it'll change a lot more. Like, y'all don't, a lot of them don't promote, like, yo, I did go to high school. Yo, I did go to college. I might not have stayed all 4 years because I got famous. Might not stayed all 4 years because I just got the knowledge. Like, but you know, it's something to think about.
So what about the rappers that's out here rapping about how they selling drugs and they maneuvering in lifestyles that they've been maneuvering before they became artists that actually didn't finish high school and didn't finish school and things of that nature? What do you say?
I mean, don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. I know there is people that didn't finish high school and you know, they're still promoting that, but you also gotta look at the other one where a lot of them were like, how can I say this? Even though they didn't finish high school and they got stuck in that one place, a lot of them still try to do better for their community. You feel me? Like, even though, how can I say this? Who was it? There's several rappers that do, like, coke drives in their old neighborhood. They hanging out turkeys. They give donations to, like, the Boys and Girls Club or anything to their neighborhood. And I noticed that that's a lot with my generation rappers. You can't say, you know, you can't say it wasn't true. Because there's videos of Snoop Dogg out walking in his neighborhood just giving out turkeys. There's videos of you know, cool, like Fat Joe out in his neighborhood in his own restaurant, you know, greeting everybody in his own restaurant, talking about how you doing, letting y'all know, like, yo, I'm still a normal person.
Right, and shout out to Meek Mills, because he does a lot for the community of Philadelphia, especially in the city of Philadelphia. But he does a lot with the reentry. So shout out for him. Shout out to Wyclef, who's out there in his country, helping people with electricity, with Akon out there. So shout out to those people. And Janine, I don't know if anybody in your rap community that you know of, giving out some information to the community to get them involved and to get them to see a better way. So shout outs to them. You know, I'm a Little Kim fan, right? But I can't always get with the females rapping about, you know, I don't cook, I don't clean. I think that's a lie.
Right. So you can't get with the hypersexual.
I wanna discuss that also, females, promoting females. How can we do a better way at our young people so they can learn how to appreciate themselves and not accept anything? One thing about the show topic next week, we will be talking about what's the difference between a side girlfriend and a main girlfriend. And how it had been so acceptable in this community and how it affects us as a community. What do you think?
Ooh, that's next week's topic?
Right, so let's stay on this week. What do you think about the promotion of these females, right? And the degrading stuff they put themselves through to appease to these boys.
Yo, I think...
Because men don't think they got to pay for anything.
I'm gonna be honest.
Right?
Y'all getting real lazy. I'll be honest, though. Back in the day, I feel like it was bad. And that's how you had to market a woman. And I feel sometimes they felt deep into that. But nowadays, though, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like
a lot of these girls nowadays, and I'll give it to Megan because I think she figured out the whole way to sell this. Because honestly, Meg Thee Stallion, if you really think about it, and like it's like Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B. That's, you know what they talk about. I don't cook, I don't clean, body, yada, yada, whatever. It is what it is. But I guarantee you right now, you can't find too many scandalous videos or too many scandalous notes about them. I feel like Meg got it perfect. Yo, I'm going to promote this. But really, in all honesty, no, I'm a college grad. I went to high school. I promote myself. I did the whole thing.
How about
and I think
Meg
what, Meg
started,
got a, Meg got a
Meg
whole
started
life.
Rapping. To put herself through college. I said, how about Megan started rapping and promoting her music to put herself through college?
Yeah, I mean, I think back in the day, though, they didn't have a good marketing plan with it. And I think they fell for that image. Like, that's the image they portray themselves. You don't really see, nowadays, you don't really see Cardi B really out, open with everything out. You hardly see Megan doing that. Megan might do it for her little, her I believe she's got a, I believe, if I remember correctly, I know she was modeling, I want to say it was something for Fendi. I can't remember. I saw it in a magazine, but I can't remember. Because she had her own little swimsuit things going on, too. But they got that promoted. She promoted that. Now that might be the only time you might see her in something like that. All the other times, like, most of these females, when they go to award shows, and that's why I give it to them, they hold themselves high and don't really show their body like that. It's still kind of covered. Where back in the day, it was like, all right, well, I'm promoting this. This is how I'm going to have to ride out. So,
which I 150% agree with you, Chucky.
But when it comes to, like, it's just the whole how females have to rap and be like this for what? I mean, there's no. There's no real, like, how can I say this? Boundary or limit where it's set for how females should rap and how a female needs to be. You understand? So it kind of messes with people. Me personally, though, like I said, I get it. For a lot of generations, let's be honest, for females, sex sells. It's right. Messed up. It's a messed up situation, but that's what it is.
Do you agree with that? You think sex is the only thing that sells? Because I agree with that, but to a certain extent. So I'm going to say I don't agree, right?
Like, prime example, right?
I just think just ratcheting sells. Anything. Look, just being turned up sells.
Look, Jennifer right? LeBlanc.
Because I don't think,
example.
I don't think, I you know, one of my favorite rappers is Remy Ma, and she is not promoting
that's
sex
true.
Selling.
That's
right?
True.
But she's a gangster.
What it, exactly. Prime example, like Jeezy. Jeezy promotes selling coke and stuff, but is telling his son to graduate high school. Remy Ma went to jail for shooting somebody. And it's like no slander to them, but you don't want your kids to go down this road. You would never want your kid to be in these predicaments, but it's like y'all are all on gangster type timing. So how do you explain that to your children?
Yeah, I mean, explaining that, that's when you start, one, I mean, I always honestly thought there was an age appropriation for kids to listen to rap music, well, certain rap music, because in all honesty, you got to also break it down, like, this isn't your life, or make it clear,
but
like,
there
this
isn't
is
an
your
age
life,
appropriation.
Really, huh?
If you, I said there isn't an age appropriation, if you want to be real, because to my mom looks at me like a kid, even though I'm an adult. If I come out and I start selling coke, my mom is going to be disappointed. That's that music you listening to, this, that, da, 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 da.
you know, et cetera, et cetera. That music is just the music, the influence. It got you doing this. It got you doing that. And I'm a whole adult. So there.
Yeah, but I honestly think if you set your, as a parent, if you set your child to the side and have them understand, like, yo, even though they telling you to do this, let's do that. We about to go over here and ride on the ops. We about to go over here and get this party.
Okay,
whatever.
So what if your kid is the one initiating that? What if your kid is the leader of all that?
That's when you got to break down to your kid what's a leader and what's a boss. A boss leads you into foolishness. A boss be the one that tell everybody, this is what you're doing, this is how you're going to do it. And guess what happens with bosses? They be the first one pinned down. A leader will go out and show you how to do things properly and make sure everything you do never...
I don't know, because I'm a boss.
So where's the age appropriation
I'm a boss.
At?
Hold on. I'm a boss, so I disagree. Right? A real boss can follow to me. Right? And a flunky boss, so can we identify what kind of bosses, right? Because we have the flunky bosses that really, they can be a boss by default, because nowadays you can be a fake boss, right? The internet and so much, you can market for how to be a gangster, correct? Would you agree? Let me get your insight from a young 19-year-old. Can you or can you not give out a perception that's not there and really get away with it?
Yes.
All right, we'll give 5 examples of that then.
That you could give a perception. She said, name 5
that you give a perception on, like, the internet, that you that boss on the street, like, you that person, you that dude, you that guy.
5 examples. You could be a whole bum in these streets, but because you got designer on and things of that nature, people think you are a boss. People think you're having motion. Because I dress nice, people think I'm having motion. You feel me? My mom could have a nice car. And because my mom got a nice car, I could sell anything. I could say, oh, my mom sell drugs. The whole time, my mom is a realtor and works for the state. You know? It's all in what people see nowadays. It's all about the image. I could have a bottle of Robitussin or Promethazine on my dresser. And I could take a picture of it and people would think I'm selling lean. Whole time the doctor just prescribed me that because I got strep throat. I could post all day on the internet. Oh, you know, got the perks out and be posting freaking Advil pills, Tylenol PMs. It's all, people's perception is all a front for Instagram. Like, and you definitely could sell, you can sell a false life on Instagram. You could sell a false life to a person face to face. You could sell a false life if they don't know an everyday you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see that. I see now that people are very gullible. A lot of people are very gullible. A lot of young people are very impressionable. And sometimes definitely. I feel like as a young generation, you guys don't have your own mind. Would you say that a lot of people don't have their own
mind? Don't have their own mind, no. A lot of people in this generation don't.
Why do you think that is?
Because everybody, nowadays, everything is a competition. Everybody wants to be the best influencer or the next influencer. Everybody wants to be the next rapper. Everybody wants to be the next dancer or entertainer or NFL player or NBA player. When we going to get back to having black doctors and black lawyers? When we going to start promoting great things like that? And shout out to all the kids in my generation that are already on that, who are in school to be lawyers and doctors.
All
right. Like
prime example, Lil Durk promoted in his song. He said, and excuse my French, If you got a good bitch, then you got to send her to law school because you might need her. Basically saying, I'm so deep in the street so that if I got a good girl, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to invest in her so she can be better than me because I know I'm going to need her.
Right.
That's a good form of promotion for right. everything. But I think it's not just that's just one. I feel like what you're saying is true. A lot of us got to promote more of that. Because nowadays it's more, I'm going to be that next rapper. I'm going to be an NFL first round draft pick. I'm going to be number one pick in the NBA, something. And that's where it's messed up. And that's where I feel like society's got our people messed up. Because it's like, you can't be successful. They see it as the only way you succeed is if you rap, ball, or trap.
I think that's been forever in a day, right? I just want to know how we're going to change it. What can we do to change it? That's what I want to know.
That starts more in the community right off the bat.
And what are we going to do in the community?
We got to start.
We're going to hear from different people in our community next week that's coming on to talk about relationships and different barriers and breakers and different avenues that we go to. And the Don, I want to say that Sauce and Lady and Lucky Lonnie will be on to next week, and they will be asking you some questions. So make sure you come strong because we have some strong invited guests.
All right.
Chucky, I want to say thank you for being on our show today. It's really appreciated. And I want you guys to promote wellness, right, healthiness, and keep your ears to the street and what's going on in your community. Please keep in mind that if you have anybody that is trying to promote their music, please send it in to us by Tuesday via email. We can contact the radio station. And if you want to be a guest on the radio station and just have your ear to the street or your opinion and discuss your opinion, please make sure you let us know and get with us. Shout out to the radio station. Shout out to Suave. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. And shout out to my team. Although people are sick and, this weather's changing, we couldn't all be on here live. But thank you again, Judah Don. We appreciate you. And we appreciate your commitment to being our extra co-host when we need you. So thank you again. And until next week, we out.
Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Uh-huh. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. You see me? It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. Huh. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the ground like, hey. Hit that little John, okay. Okay. Oh yeah, we dripping and finessing, getting paid.
I'm not long. Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight I'm gonna show you off. When I'm walking with you, I watch the whole room change. Baby, that's what you do. No, my baby don't play. Blame it on my confidence. Oh, blame it on your measurements. Shut the shit down on sight. Down on sight.
Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of Brotherly Love, home of Smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time. FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby. Come on.